Now, you wanted to talk about the new ministers announced this week.
Well, yeah, with much fanfare, the list of ministerial responsibilities was announced. Winston Peters, and I hate to say this once again, but I feel I have to, whose entire party got 7% of the votes and who himself failed to win in his Northland electorate, was named the new Deputy Prime Minister. But, of course, nothing weird about that, is it? He wasn't only made Deputy Prime Minister, he was named the new Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Racing and the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises. Foreign Affairs, Racing and State-Owned Enterprises. Am I the only person to think, what the hell is racing doing in there? What possible thinking is behind still having a Minister of Racing? Nobody goes to the races regularly anymore, do they? The only time they get big numbers are the big New Year meets in the main centres, and that's more to do with fashion in the field than racing. There's a better case for having a Minister of Fashion. Surely, having a Minister of Racing administered by the Ministry of Internal Affairs is an anachronism. It goes back to a time when racing and the TAB was huge, when the ZB network was interrupted every day but Sunday by live racing commentaries from around the country and race results on the hour. But those days are over, thank goodness. The racing industry will no doubt argue that theirs is a huge industry, but they're talking breeding, not racing. There's a better argument for a Minister of Breeding than a Minister of Racing. Jim Bolger and Bill English would have been sitters for that one. But if you become a minister on the basis of export dollars earned, where is the Minister of Wine? I could see Winnie actually sliding across that portfolio with ease. But export dollars are not everything. It's the importance of a portfolio that counts. That's why Prime Minister Ardern has taken on the Minister of Child Poverty, and good honour. But if it's the importance that counts, then racing, I say, stands for nothing. Surely before that comes, for example, Minister of Global Warming, Addictions Minister, Minister for Teenagers, Minister of Mental Health, but Minister of Racing? I reckon it's a joke, Kate.
I agree. I think that's a fantastic suggestion, actually, Kevin. We do need, well, we definitely need a Minister for Teenagers.
Yeah.
Having a house full of them, I can tell you. But you're right, it's very antiquated, isn't it? And it's actually a worry how sort of out of step a lot of these things are, isn't it?
Yes, well, you can't help thinking that it's just kept there as a bit of a one to give out to ministers or senior politicians so that they can slide off to the races with some legitimacy.
I loved Winston Peters. You know, capitalism, it's terrible and it's the end of the world, so we need to sort things out and bring the human face. But first of all, I'll just be in charge of this stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll just do this.
Yeah,
and then
that's
you can
right.
all do your bit.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You have a lovely weekend, won't you?
Okay, Kate.